感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个我们有这样的一个福音的聚会。
That we have such an opportunity.
我们先来读一节的经文。
Let us begin by reading a scripture first.
请大家翻到这个约翰福音四章第六节。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6.
对，这个上面也有经文。
And it is typed out at the top.
然后我读中文的，然后姊妹读英文的。
We'll read first in Chinese, and then we'll read in English.
约翰福音十四章第六节，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
我们再一点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你召集我们来到这里。
Thank you for calling us here.
我们知道这个聚会是你所设立的。
We know that this is a meeting established by you.
因为你爱这些世上的灵魂。
Because you love all the souls on earth.
你为他们舍命流血。
And you have bled and you have given up your own life for us.
你为他们上了十字架。
And for us, you have gone up onto the cross.
你的身体为他们裂开。
And your body has been broken for us.
开了一条又新又活的道路。
So that you have opened up this new and living way.
这条道路带领我们回家。
And this way brings us home.
这条道路带领我们得生命。
This way brings us to life.
这条道路带领我们进到永生里面去。
And this way brings us into eternal life.
今天早晨我们求你的灵来做工。
And so we pray this morning that your spirit will work.
把你做成的工作能够活化在福音朋友的心中。
And that the work that you have already accomplished, may you make it real in our hearts.
赐给他们有能听的耳朵。
Give us ears to hear.
赐给他们有受教的心。
So that we would have a teachable heart.
让我们真实能够遇见你这位永生神。
So that we may truly come to meet you, the one and only living God.
让今天每一位来到你面前的福音朋友都能得着生命。
That every gospel friend who comes here today may gain life.
都能得着拯救。
So that they may be saved.
都能成为归家的儿女。
And be children who have come home.
都能够同享你要赐给我们的平安和喜乐。
And that we would together experience your peace and joy.
我们把下面的时间恭敬仰望在你的手中。
We give the following time into your gracious hands.
你来说话。
May you speak.
我们都在这里。
We are all here.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 好，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
耶稣说，他就是道路、真理、生命。
The Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father but through me.
这里的我就是耶稣自己。
This me is our Lord Jesus himself.
我们今天就来看看道路、真理、生命。
So today we want to take a look at the way, the truth, and the life.
我们先来看一下道路。
Let's first take a look at this way.
我们这个对道路非常熟悉。
We're all very familiar with ways.
我们每天都在走许多的道路。
Every day we are walking our own ways.
道路对我们来说非常重要。
And so ways to us are very important.
之所以非常重要，是因为它能带我们到我们要去的地方。
It's important because it brings us to the place that we want to go.
如果一条路不能带我们到目的地，
If a way does not bring us to our destination,
那这条路可能就叫断头路了。
Then perhaps it's a dead end.
这条路可能就不是那个真实的那条路。
It's not the true way.
不是我们要找的那条路。
It's not the way that we want to go on.
不是对我们有益处的那条路。
It is not a beneficial way.
所以说目的决定了这个路的价值。
And so the destination will determine the value of that way.
当然了，你可能有不同的目的地。
Perhaps you may have different goals or destinations.
所以你就有不同的路。
Therefore you have a different way.
然后你甚至的话呢，有同一个目的地，你可能也有不同的路。
Even if you have the same destination, you may have different ways.
那有一些路好走，有一些路不好走。
Some are easier than others.
然后呢，这是我们所认识的这个路。
And this is how we come to understand a way.
我们刚才领事的弟兄也提到说，其实我们人生也是一条路。
And our brother who just led the singing time tells us that our human life is like a journey or a way.
我们每个人都在走这条路。
We're all walking on this way.
我们的起点可能不一样。
Perhaps the beginning or our start is different.
我们开始的地方可能也不一样。
And perhaps the place that you begin is different.
终点一样不一样呢？
However, the conclusion or the end.
所以这一章说讲了，我们每个人都在走什么样的路呢？
So here there is this question that which way, which path are you taking?
我们可以看一下，说每个人走的路大概方向都是一样的。
we can say that the general direction of most everyone is the same.
那第一个方向的话呢，就是要得。
That the first way or direction that we want is that we want to gain.
我们得了还要再得。
That once you have gained, you want more.
我们得了还要多得。
And once you have more, you want even more.
我们怎么得也得不够。
And even the, what you have is not enough.
然后呢，第二个的话呢，就讲到说这个方向就是利己的方向。
And also that we want to make a profit for yourself.
我们都是为自己。
We are all for ourselves.
我们的兴趣。
Our own interests,
我们的爱好,
our own hobbies,
我们喜欢的,
the things we like,
我们追求的,
the things that you pursue after,
能够满足我们的,
does it satisfy you?
或者说我们以为能满足我们的,
or we think it satisfies us.
都是己,
it's all about the self.
都是己己己,
it's all about me, me, me.
一切为自己为中心,
everything is surrounding around myself.
然后呢,第三个方向的话呢,就是其实也都是类似的，只不过用不同的词语来表达。
And the third direction, actually, it is the same, except just worded a little differently.
在中文里面的话是两个字，叫趋利避害。
And so it is translated as seeking benefits and avoiding harm.
就是有利的东西我们就去做。
That is to say, if it's beneficial, we want to do it.
对我们有益处的事情呢，我们就会去做。
If it has a benefit to us, we want to go and do it.
如果有危险、有灾害，我们就会逃。
If there's danger or harm, we want to run away from it or avoid it.
好像这个大家都同意，对吧
？And this perhaps everyone can come to agree on.
这好像就是我们说人性就这样子。
This is just human nature.
但是呢，这些世人所走的路要通到哪里去呢
？But for all people in this world, where are we going?
终点在哪里呢
？What's the destination?
那如果我们看的时间尺度比较短
，If in our timeline it is short，
如果你看，比如说几天、几个月、几年
，If you just look at perhaps several days, several months, or a few years，
你可能看哦，每个人都好像结局都不一样哦。
You might see that perhaps all of our ends are a bit different。
有人成功，有人失败。
Some people are more successful, some fail。
有人有钱，有人稍微穷一点。
Some perhaps are more rich, some are more poor。
有人在科学上有成就，有人在这个艺术上有成就。
Some perhaps are more skilled in sciences, and some perhaps in literature.
有人有很好的工作，有人可能做一些难你的工作。
Perhaps some have a good job, and some have they toil harder in their jobs.
但是呢，如果你把时间的长度往后面拉
，But if you were to pull time so that it is longer,
你们看几十年，看一百年，看一百二十年。
If you were to look at several decades, or 100 years, or more than 100 years,
你们看见说，所有人生的路都有一个终点。
We would find that all paths have the same end.
这个圣经里面告诉我说，你们看箴言14:12这里说，有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
If you look at scripture in Proverbs, it tells us, Proverbs 14:12, there is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death.
所有人都会死。
All people will die.
当然那我们会提到以后，像刚才以后会提到说有一个人他没有死。
Except we will talk about one person who did not die.
或者圣经里面其实应该提到还有另外两个人，一个是以诺，一个是以利亚。
Actually, there are two in the Bible. One is Enoch and the other is Elijah.
再加上我们今天提到的耶稣
But today we're going to talk about Jesus.
所以整个人类历史只有三个人不见死
In all of human history, only 3 people did not die.
但是所有的人都死了
Everyone dies.
死亡就是每一个人的终局
Death is the conclusion for all.
这么说来好像是肯定很难过伤心的事情
It sounds like it's such a morbid and tragic thing.
但是今天是传福音是好消息
But today, as we share the gospel, it's the good news.
所以应该有更好的一个好消息
So there is good news.
那这我们刚才读的经文里面耶稣说我就是道路真理生命
In the Bible we just read, our Lord Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
那个道路的话呢中文没有翻译出来那个特定的 那一条路
In Chinese it doesn't actually, it's not explicit in saying it is the way.
但是原文里面的话呢它有个意思就是那条路
But in the translation it is the way.
特指那条路
It is this specific way.
跟所有其他的都不一样的。
It is different from all other ways.
那我们来看看这条路是什么样一条路呢
？So what exactly, which way is this way?
这条路要通往哪里去呢
？Where does this way lead to?
它通的目的地不一样，所以就决定的路不一样。
Because the destination is different, therefore this way is different.
我们还是回到这个约翰福音14章这里面。
Let's go back to John 14.
这里说没有人能到父那里去。
Here it says, no one comes to the Father.
就后面这段，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
This latter section says, no one comes to the Father but through me.
所以这里你看见到父那里去就是那个终点。
And so going to the Father is the destination.
那什么意思叫到父那里去呢？
What does it mean to go to the Father?
父那里有什么地方不一样呢？
What is different about going to the Father?
为什么去父那里的这个结局就比那个死亡的结局要好呢？
Why is going to the Father better than ending up in death?
那我们再来看这段经文。
So now let's take a look at this passage.
这是启示录21章3到4节的经文。
This is written in Revelation chapter 21.
因为今天的经文比较多，所以我就不全部读。
Because it's longer, I'm not going to read the whole thing.
所以我们就看第四节。
Let's take a look at just verse 4.
第四节这里说，神要擦去他们的眼泪。
He says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
不再有死亡。
There will no longer be any death.
也不再有悲哀。
There will no longer be any mourning.
哭嚎疼痛。
Or crying or pain.
这个是讲到在新天新地的时候有这个光景。
This is a thought that tells us about the new heaven and the new earth.
那个神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
There God will wipe away every tear.
说明神要安慰他们。
Saying that God will bring comfort.
神要使他们原来那个之所以流泪是因为你肯定悲伤痛苦对吧，你也受伤害了。
The reason why you may cry, perhaps it is because you have been harmed. There is something that is causing you suffering.
神要安慰你，除去你这种难过受伤害的感觉。
God will comfort you and take away any form of pain or suffering.
就你不再有这种难过的感觉了。
So that there will no longer be any suffering.
因为只要有感觉在的话呢，你想起来的话你还会哭。
Because when you think about these things, you will once again cry.
所以神的安慰是完全的安慰。
So God's comfort is a complete comfort.
你再也没有难过的感觉了。
You will no longer have any sense of suffering.
你甚至没有那个难过的记忆了。
You won't even have a remembrance of that mourning or suffering.
因为我们知道说，当我们一个人受伤害之后，我们常常想起来那件事情，我们还会难过。
Because oftentimes after we have been harmed or we are in pain, when we think of it, we once again feel sad.
我们还会哭的。
We cry again.
所以神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，就是说神把这个痛苦的记忆抹去了。
Here we see that God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, meaning that he even takes away the memory of that pain.
后面说不再有死亡。
And then it says that there will be no more death.
我们知道每个人都有死亡的结局，可这里没有死亡。
We know that everyone will end up in death, except here there is no more death.
之所以没有死亡，是因为神把那个死亡的根源除去了。
The reason why there's no more death is because the very root and origin of death has been taken away.
我们下面会讲到说，死是从罪来的。
And we will later on talk about how death comes from sin.
因为罪进入了世界，所以死就临到了众人。
Because sin has entered into the world, therefore now we have death.
当神把这个罪除去之后，那么就没有死亡了。
After sin has been taken away, now there is no more death.
所以这个除是完全的清除。
Therefore, it is completely taken care of.
不单是罪人里面的罪被解决了。
Not only has sin been resolved and taken care of.
被对付了。
And been absolved.
被洗干净了。
And been cleansed entirely.
整个万有里面的罪的性质都被更新了。
The very nature of sin now has been completely renewed.
所以在新天新地里面就没有死亡。
So in the new heavens and the new earth, there will no longer be any death.
因为造成死亡那个原因已经没有了。
Because the very source of death is gone.
后面说不再有悲哀。
And here it says there will no longer be any mourning.
我们知道我们人悲哀的话呢，就是我们失去了亲人呢。
So oftentimes when we mourn, perhaps it is because we have lost a relative or loved one.
我们失去了一段美好的关系，比如失恋了。
We have lost a very good relationship, perhaps you've broken up.
婚姻破裂了。
Or you have a broken marriage.
或者我们失业了。
Or you've lost your job.
或者我们失败了。
Or you have failed in anything.
所以就有悲哀。
Therefore you have mourning.
在新天新地里面也没有了。
But there is no more mourning in the new heavens and the new earth.
然后呢，哭嚎疼痛也没有了。
There's no more crying or pain.
我们知道疼痛可能是有外面的疼痛，有里面的疼痛。
We know that oftentimes in pain it's not just outward pain, but there's inward pain too.
特别是我们现在年纪大了以后，你感觉到身上就是有疼痛来了。
Especially as you get older, there's lots of different aches and pains.
因为人会生病。
You can get sick.
人会老，
you will get old.
所以你身体会疼痛。
And so in your body you feel aches and pains.
在新天新地里面没有疼痛。
But in the new heaven and the new earth there's no more pain.
说明没有疾病。
And there's no illness.
人不会生病了。
You will not get sick.
人不会老了。
You won't get old.
这个生命它不会老化了。
This life will not get old.
那还有疼痛是里面的疼痛。
And oftentimes we have inward pain.
很多时候我们是被误解了，我们里面觉得不理解，疼痛，对吧？说不出来。
You've been misunderstood, and so therefore you feel very uncomfortable and in pain, and you can't even speak of it.
或者是别人对你这个行的不公义的事情了。
Or perhaps you've been treated, mistreated unfairly.
但是到那个时候就没有这些疼痛了。
But at that time, then, there will no longer be such pain.
因为义要居在其中。
Because righteousness will rule and reign.
所有不公义的事情就没有了。
All unfair things will be gone.
所有的误会不理解也没有了。
All misunderstandings, all of such things will be gone.
因为那时候人跟人的沟通的话呢，不再是间接的沟通了。
Because there's no longer just half or miscommunication between people.
你的心思意念我都知道。
Your heart and thoughts I will understand.
你不会说，哎呀，你不理解我。
You will no longer say, oh, you don't understand me.
我们在家庭生活里面的话呢，经常就是丈夫跟妻子，你不理解我。
Oftentimes in our marriages, we say between husband and wife, you just don't understand me.
我没这个意思。
I did not mean that.
然后呢，有些时候像孩子，他不理解的时候，他可能就很这个 frustrated.
And so even among children, because they don't feel like they're understood, they feel frustrated.
我们做父母的看得也很痛苦。
And as parents, we also feel great suffering.
他好像没法把自己表达出来。
Because we are not able to express ourselves.
或者说他表达出来的话，我们没有领会到。
Or perhaps the children have expressed themselves and we don't understand them.
所以人跟人隔着这个肉体，用这个语言来交通，实在是很痛苦的一件事情。
So often human communication is such a struggle.
很多时候说不清楚，道不明白。
Because we can't speak clearly and people don't understand.
但是在新天新地里面。
But in the new heaven and earth.
所有造成误会隔阂的东西都没有了。
All these misunderstandings, all these things will be gone.
弟兄姊妹在一起就是彼此的相爱。
When brothers and sisters are together, there will be love.
没有间隔的彼此的相爱。
There will be love without any hindrance.
没有拦阻的，没有拦障碍的一种彼此交通。
No more walls and obstacles, and we will have fellowship.
我们跟神之间也是这样子的。
And it is the same with God.
你说这个地方好不好？
Isn't such a place good?
那个弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，想不想去？
So brothers and sisters and friends, do you want to be in such a place?
那想去的举手一下。
Do you want to go there? If you want to go there, raise your hand.
感谢主，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主，我知道弟兄姊妹们都想去。
I know all brothers and sisters want to be there.
因为我们知道说那个地方是真实的。
Because that place is real.
那个地方跟我们现在比起来真的好得无比的。
That place cannot be compared with where we are now.
但是不知道福音朋友有没有，有没有福音朋友说你想去的，有没有福音朋友举下手。
But if as a gospel friend, if you want to go there, please raise your hand.
有没有福音朋友这样的一个智慧？
Isn't there a place where that it just sounds so much better, so much wiser?
刚刚听到这一点，哎，我就是我要去。
If you have wisdom and you heard this and you say, I want to go, raise your hand.
好像没有啊。
Not yet.
没关系，我们继续。
No problem. We'll continue on.
那个地方对吧？还我们这里还另外经文说，美善的恩赐和全备的赏赐。都是从父那里下来的。
Here, there's another passage that tells us every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above.
这是雅各书一章十七节。
This is from James 1:17.
就是父亲是一切美善的源头。
Here it tells us that the Father of lights gives all good things.
我们知道我们人是喜欢美的东西。
We know as humans, we all like things that are beautiful.
我们喜欢好的东西。
We like good things.
我们喜欢享受。
We like to enjoy.
我们喜欢吃美食。
We like to eat good cuisine.
我们喜欢穿美衣。
We like to wear beautiful clothing.
我们喜欢去美好的地方看风景。
We like to go to a place that has good scenery.
但是我们知道这一切美好的源头都是神。
But we need to know that the source of all good things is God.
因为他是那个美善的源头。
Because he is the source of all goodness.
虽然这个世界已经堕落，已经败坏了，有很多不好的东西了。
Even though this world is very corrupt and there's many things that are not good.
但是神并没有放弃这个世界。
However, God, he did not cause this world to be bad.
他的同在还在这里。
His presence is still here.
所以你还能看见说人间还有一些美好的东西。
Therefore, you still see among men there are still some good things.
包括亲情啊、友情啊、爱情啊，这一切都是因为他是那美善的源头。
Such as love and kindness, goodness, it is because he is the source of all these things.
有一天我们要到父那里去，跟这个源头在一起。
One day we will go to the Father and we will be the source of all, with the source of all goodness.
你说好不好？
Isn't that good?
你说盼望不盼望去？
Don't you want to go to such a place?
感谢主，我们不光是说 那时候可以去，我们现在就可以去。
And we thank the Lord because it's not just that one day we will be there, but right now we can be there.
因为主耶稣告诉我们说，他就是那个道路。
Because our Lord Jesus tells us that He is the way.
那福音朋友听了以后可能会说，哦，那有没有别的路呢？
And so perhaps as a gospel friend, you might be wondering, isn't there any other way?
我喜欢去一个没有死亡的地方。
I like to go to a place where there's no death.
没有痛苦的地方
a place where there's no more suffering,
没有疾病的地方
a place where there's no more sickness,
没有眼泪的地方
a place where there's no more tears,
但是我可能不喜欢耶稣
but perhaps I don't like Jesus.
有没有别的路我不经过耶稣能够到那里去呢
Isn't there any other way I don't have to go through Jesus so that I could get to such a place?
我们看耶稣怎么说
But here Jesus says,
这还是约翰福音十四章第六节
It's still John 14 verse 6.
后面的半段
The latter section.
耶稣说得非常清楚
Our Lord Jesus says this very clearly.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father but through me.
不借着我，没有人去。
Without going through me, you cannot go there.
你不能靠着功德，靠着行善。
You cannot go through your good morals or going or doing good things.
靠着你做好事情。
Through good deeds.
靠着你好好学习。
Through learning really well.
靠着你考100分。
That you have scored 100%.
靠着你的发明创造
or through your inventions,
都去不了
you cannot get there.
那我们下面会继续讲到为什么
and then later on we're going to talk about why.
所以这里说为什么主耶稣是到父那里去的唯一的道路
so here the question is why is our Lord Jesus the only way to the Father?
我只是把这个问题放在这里后面会讲到
I put the question up here we're going to talk about this.
我们刚才提到说耶稣说他是道路真理生命
our Lord Jesus says he's the way the truth and the life.
我们今天的话呢会看这三个都会看道路真理生命都会看
Today we're going to take a look at all three of these aspects the way, the truth, and the life
然后呢我们也会排列组合我们把这个道路跟真理放在一起看
And then we're going to put some of these together the way and the truth let's take a look together
把道路跟生命放在一起看
And then we're also going to put truth and the life together
把真理和生命放在一起看
And then we're going to look at truth at the life and the truth
那这里的话呢就看见我们说道路跟真理
Here we're going to talk about the way and the truth
那道路是带领我们到那真理去的。
The way leads us to the truth.
那真理的话我后面会讲到。
Later on we're going to talk about truth.
然后呢好像这看来说哦那真理是个终点。那条路的话带到那个终点去。
Perhaps we might think that the truth is a destination and the way will bring us to the truth.
那个不准确。
That is not accurate.
这是另外方面看就是说那个道路就是那一条充满那真理的路
This way is a way that is full of the truth
等你走上那道路你就踏进了那真理
Once you have stepped onto this way you have now stepped into truth
等你开始走这条路的时候你就开始认识那个真理
Once you enter into the way you will know why there is the truth
你就天天走你就天天认识
And daily as you walk you will come to know more and more
因为你的认识是不断的加深的
And your understanding will continue to grow.
你的认识是不断的丰富的。
And your understanding will be abundant.
一直走到那个路中的时候，你就完全的明白那全备的、丰满的真理。
And once you get to the very end, then you can come to understand the full truth.
那个英文里面那个 truth 也有这个真实的意思。
And the, another translation of truth also has encompasses the meaning of what is real.
所以你可以翻译成真理，也可以翻译成是真实。
And you can translate it as truth or reality or what is real.
所以讲到另一方面就是那条路是真实的。
And so we can say this way is real.
不是虚幻的。
It is not fake.
不是骗人的。
We're not deceiving you.
不是走不通的断头路。
We're not bringing you to a dead end.
我们知道除了这条路之外世上给你的路都是以死亡为终点的。
We know that apart from this way, all other ways here on earth has a dead end and the end is death.
既然是以死亡为终点说明它是断头路
And once the end result is death then we know it is a dead end
我们世界上人告诉我们说哎呀，你要追求这个你要追求那个
People in this world may say Oh you need to seek after this You need to go after that
你得到这个你就满足了
Once you have this then you're going to be happy
你得到那个你就快乐了
Once you have this other thing you will be satisfied
但这一切都是谎言
However all those are lies
因为所有的路都通到死亡
Because all other ways lead to death
只是一个时间长短的问题。
It's just a matter of whether the timing is long or short.
有一些路可能很早就落到死亡里面了。
Some ways perhaps will get to death sooner.
比如说吸毒啊，赌钱啊。
Such as doing drugs or gambling.
酗酒啊。
Or alcoholism.
但有一些路的话呢，可要你一生走到终点，你才知道说这虚空的虚空。
Or there are some other paths, some other ways. You have to go all the way to the end before you realize, oh, it's a vanity of vanities.
但只有这条路是真实的。
But only this way is real.
你走上了，就能保证你到那个终点。
Because once you have gone on to this way, it will guarantee that you will get to the end.
你走上了，你就不会后悔。
That once you get onto this path, you will have no regret.
你走上了，你就天天知道说这是条真实的路。
Because every day, once you are on this path, you will know this is a true and real way.
因为这条路是给你反馈的。
Because this way,
它是活的路。
It is a living way.
它不是条死的路。
It is not a dead end.
然后呢，我们就把道路跟生命放在一起看。
Now let's put the way and the life together.
那道路是带领我们到那生命去的。
The way leads to the life.
那生命我们以后下面会提到。
We're going to talk about more of this life.
那如果把那生命看作终点，也不完全对。
If you are to put the life as the destination, it's not completely accurate either.
虽然那条路确实会给我们带到那个生命里面去。
Yes, indeed, this way does bring you to the life.
但是呢，当你走上那条路的时候，你就已经进到那个生命里面去了。
But once you have entered upon the way, you have entered into this life.
这条路是充满那生命的路。
This way is filled with the life.
这条路也是那个得生命的路。
This way is also a way of gaining life.
你天天走，你就天天得。
The more you walk on it each day, every day you will gain.
因为耶稣说，他来要赐给我们生命，并且让我们得的更丰盛。
Because the Lord Jesus tells us that He came to give life and life more abundant.
这个生命是要越来越丰盛的。
This life becomes more and more abundant.
但是你要得到那丰盛的生命，你就要天天走这条路。
However, to gain this life abundant, you need to daily walk on this way.
你要天天的操练得那个生命的功课。
We need to exercise and train the lessons of gaining life.
好，现在我们回头来看那个那真理。
Now let's turn back and take a look at the truth.
那真理是什么真理呢？
What is this truth?
在我的领会里面，那真理就是神永远的旨意。
In my understanding, the truth.Encompasses the eternal purpose of God.
在以弗所书一章第十节这里面。
In Ephesians 1 verse 10 it says,
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
好像很抽象啊。
It seems so abstract.
那总结一下就是万有在基督里面同归于一。
But to sum it up, we want to say that it is the summing up of all things in Christ.
也就是说，基督的性质要彰显在万有里面。
That is, the very nature of Christ is to be expressed in all things.
这万有就包括所有的人哦。
This all things encompasses all people.
所有的动物、植物啊。
All creatures,
所有的生命。
All creation, all life.
所有的创造。
All that has been created.
基督的生命要彰显在整个宇宙里面。
Christ's life is to be manifested and expressed in the entire universe.
基督的性情、性质要让整个宇宙都看得见。
The nature and characteristics of Christ will be expressed for the entire universe to be seen.
借着宇宙里面的每一个人。
Through every single person in the universe.
借着宇宙里面的每一个生命。
Including all life in the universe.
借着宇宙里面的每一个受造之物。
And every created thing in the universe.
你都能看见基督的性质。
You will see the nature of Christ.
看见基督的美丽。
You will see the beauty of Christ.
所以就是万有在基督里面同归于一。
That is, all things are to be summed up in Christ.
这里的基督的话呢，是指团体的基督。
And this Christ also speaks of the corporate Christ.
团体的基督就是说，基督是头。
The corporate Christ speaks of how Christ is the head.
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
教会是由我们这些蒙恩得救的人组成的。
And the church is made up of all of us who are believers.
所以这就是神原的旨意怎么跟我们人连上关系。
So this is how the eternal purpose of God is now connected to us.
然后我们也看见说那个真理是关乎那生命的。
And we know that this truth is regarding the life.
没有那个生命就不能进到那真理里面去。
Without the life, you cannot enter into the truth.
我们知道说那个神永远的旨意，如果你没有得到基督耶稣的生命，你是跟这个旨意没关系的。
We know that God has this will, but if you do not have His life, you cannot have anything to do with His will.
对那些没有信主的人，神的旨意就跟他们没有关系。
To the people who do not believe, God's will has nothing to do with them.
他们也不明白神的旨意。
They do not understand His will.
他们对神的旨意也没有兴趣。
They have no interest in God's will.
你必须先得着基督的生命，然后才能进到这个旨意里面去。
You must have His life first to be able to enter into His will.
所以，那我们现在再回到近一点来说，那个真理跟我有什么关系？
Let's take another step so that it's closer to us and ask this question: How does this truth relate to me?
因为我们这个人，我们所关心的可能就是我自己，对不对？
Because all that we are concerned about really is ourselves, right?
我是谁？
Who am I?
我从哪里来？
Where do I come from?
我要到哪里去？
Where is my destination?
我的价值在哪里？
What's my value?
我生命的意义是什么？
What's the meaning of my life?
那如果你没有信主的话呢，你可能就会从世界上找答案。
If you do not believe in the Lord, perhaps you're finding answers in this world.
那世界上告诉你你是谁，很可能告诉你是猴子变的。
And so the world will tell you who you are, that of where your cultural background is.
我从哪里来？你可能就说你我小时候你爸爸妈妈，你爸爸垃圾堆里捡来的。
So as a child, perhaps you may ask your parents, "Where do I come from?" And your parents might say, "Oh, I picked you out of the trash."
就是说没有答案，世人不知道。
That is to say, we have no answers, we don't know.
离开基督，世人不知道自己的价值在哪里。
Apart from Christ, people don't know the true value of their lives.
所以他们有的时候就是会好像作践自己。
And so you try to make it something up for yourself.
他们觉得生命没有意义。
Because you feel that there's no meaning to life.
所以有这么多人可能会自杀。
And so that is why people have suicides.
或者有的忧郁症。
Or they have great depression.
他们不知道自己的意义在哪里。
Because we don't know the meaning of our lives.
但如果你是神的儿女。
However, if you are a child of God.
如果你得到那个生命。
If you have gained of this life.
你知道你是神的儿女。
You will know that you are a child of God.
你是被爱的那一位。
You are one that is loved.
你是与众圣徒同国的。
And that you can be of his kingdom.
你是从神那里来，因为是神造你的。
You have come from God because God created you.
将来的话，你要回到神那里去。
And one day you will return back to him.
要回到父那里去。
You will go back to the Father.
你的价值在于基督。
Your value is in Christ.
你的价值的多少就决定，就只有你里面基督的多少来决定的。
And the amount of your value is determined by the amount of Christ you have.
你里面的基督越多，价值越大。
The greater amount of Christ you have, the greater value you have.
基督越少，价值越小。
The lesser of Christ and the smaller value you have.
因为这个价值是在神的眼中有价值。
Because this value is in God's perspective.
在神的眼中只有他的儿子有价值。
Because only in God's eyes his son has value.
那我们生命的意义在哪里呢？
So what's the meaning of our life?
我们的生命意义就是要得到基督。
The meaning of our lives is to gain Christ.
因为基督是我们的价值。
Because Christ is our value.
我们要得了还要再得。
Once we have him, we want more of him.
我们得了还要再多得。
Once you have him, you want even more.
我们不光是要得到基督，我们要活出基督来。
Not only do we want more of him, we want to live him out.
基督不光只在我们里面的。
Not only is he inside of us.
更不是在我们头脑里面的。
He's not just in our heads.
基督乃是我们要活出来的。
But no, Christ is for us to live out.
让人能看得见的。
So that people may see.
让人能够摸得着的。
So that people may touch.
让人能够把荣耀归给神的。
So that all glory can be given back to God.
然后呢，我们还要享受基督。
And we also come to enjoy Christ.
基督在我们里面成为我们的满足。
Christ becomes our satisfaction.
成为我们的公义。
He becomes our righteousness.
成为我们的救赎。
He becomes our redemption and salvation.
成为我们的平安。
He becomes our peace.
成为我们的喜乐。
He becomes our joy.
我们最后还要来荣耀神。
And lastly, we give all glory to him.
就荣耀基督。
We glorify Christ.
那如果我们用四个字来表达的话呢？
And so for these questions,
你可以简单说就荣神义人。
You can say that through him I am made right.
荣耀神对人有益处。
When I glorify him, it is a benefit to man.
就像一个管道一样。
Just like a channel.
就像个运河一样。
Just like this river or a channel.
你跟那个源头连上。
Once you have been connected to the source,
这个源头就是神自己。
The source is God himself.
他也是一切美善的源头。
And he is the source of all goodness.
他是那个爱的源头。
He is the source of love.
当你连上的时候，他的爱就通过你流通出去。
When you are connected to the source of love, then love can flow through you.
你就成为神手中的祝福。
Then you can become a blessing in God's hand.
来祝福你身边的人
to bless all the people around
你的家人
your family
你的朋友
your friends
你的亲戚
your relatives
你的弟兄姊妹们
and 你的邻居 brothers and sisters your neighbors
并且的话呢你在做运河的时候第一个得满足第一个被爱的就是你自己
additionally as a channel that the very first one to receive satisfaction and love is you yourself
因为这爱的活水是通过你流出去的。
Because the rivers of living water of love flow through you.
虽然你一点没有留下。
Even though there's not much reserved.
但是呢，你最先得供应了。
But you first are fully supplied.
这个爱的活水是源源不断的从你流出去。
The living waters of love will continually flow through you.
我刚才只是讲的爱这个例子。
And I'm just using love as an example.
平安啊喜乐啊满足啊忍耐都是一样的。
Peace, joy, satisfaction is the same.
我们知道在加拉太书五章二十二节里面提到圣灵的九个果子。
In Galatians 5:22, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit.
忍耐喜乐和平。
Love, joy, peace.
对和平的话应该翻译成平安。
And peace also, or harmony can also be translated as peace.
忍耐恩慈良善。
Patience, kindness, goodness.
信实温柔节制
gentleness, patience, self-control
这些都是美好的性格
all of these are very good traits
这些都是从神来的性格
all of these things come from God
当我们连于神的时候
when you are connected with God
这些性格就成为了生命的果子在我们身上结出来
all of these traits become the fruit of your life that is lived out
我们身边的人就能够尝到这个生命果子的甜美
and then the people around you can taste of all the sweetness of these fruits
我们的神也能够尝到这个果子的甜美。
Our God will then also taste of the goodness of these fruits.
所以这就是荣耀神使人有益处。
And so this is how, the God can receive all the glory.
然后的话我后面还有一个讲到说我在哪里。
And now I also want to ask, where am I?
这里讲到状态。
Here it speaks of our position.
如果你不知道那个真理的话呢，你可能就不知道我是怎么样的真实情况。
If you don't know the truth, it is very difficult to know my true condition.
你还觉得你很好，对不对
？You might think that you're still very good.
你觉得你比别人好
？I'm better than others.
你比很多人好
？You're better than many others.
但是呢，如果你知道真理之后的话呢
？However, once you come to know the truth,
你就知道你真实的光景了。
Then you will know your true condition.
这里提到说真理必叫你们得以自由。
Here there's a passage that says the truth will make you free.
为什么说这个经文呢
?Why is there this passage?
是因为后面这个经文讲到说所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
Because there's this also, this passage that says everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin.
当你不认识那个真理的时候你还以为你是自由的。
When, before you come to know the truth, you feel that you are very free.
你还以为说我想做什么就可以做什么。
That you're independent, you can do whatever you want to do.
我想抽烟我就可以抽烟
If I want to smoke, I will smoke
我想喝酒我就可以喝酒
If I want to drink, I will drink
我想发脾气我就可以发脾气
If I want to throw my temper, I will get angry
但是圣经告诉我们说当你晓得那个真理的时候你就知道说你是罪的奴仆
However, the Bible tells us that once you know the truth you will realize that you are a slave to sin
你有犯罪的自由但是你没有不犯罪的自由
You have the freedom to sin but now you also have the freedom not to sin
一个有烟瘾的人他可以不抽烟吗
A person who's addicted to smoking, can they stop smoking?
如果他不能不抽烟那么他就是这烟的奴仆
If he cannot help but smoke, then he is a slave to that cigarette.
如果吸毒的人他如果不能不吸毒
If a person who's a drug addict has no other choice but to go and do drugs,
那他就是那个毒品的奴仆
then he is a drug addict.
那如果一个爱发脾气的人他如果不能不发脾气
If a person who has a bad temper has no other choice but to throw his temper,
他可能可以有很多的理由说、哎、你刺激我了。
He can perhaps have lots of excuses and say, well, you provoked me.
你说这句话我很生气。
You said that to make me angry.
你这么做的时候我就忍不住了。
You did that so that I can no longer hold it anymore.
说明这个人就是个脾气的奴仆。
That tells us that this person is a slave to their temper.
他是不自由的。
He has no freedom.
他没有不发脾气的自由。
He has no freedom to not get angry.
而我们刚才提到这些的话呢实际上有一个名词有个诠释就是罪的诠释
And so there is a definition of all these examples and it is that you are enslaved to sin
如果你不晓得那个真理你就不知道说原来你就落在这种光景里面
If you did not know the truth you would not know that you are in such a condition
就不知道说原来你是没有自由的你是罪的奴仆
That if you have no freedom then you are a slave to sin
当你晓得那个真理的时候你就圣经你告诉我们真理能够让我们得以自由
Now once you know the truth will also tell you that now you can be set free
那我们讲这个真理如何让我们得自由之前我们先看一下罪
But before we talk about how the truth can set you free, let's take a look at sin.
因为刚才提到说罪的奴仆。
Because we talked about being a slave to sin.
很多福音朋友可能会说我没有犯罪啊。
As gospel friends, perhaps you might think, well, I have not sinned.
我没有犯法呀。
I have not broken the law.
我是个守法的公民啊。
I am a good citizen.
但是圣经里面那个罪的话呢，是指这个 missing the target.
However, sin, the definition in the Bible means that you are missing the target.
就那个射箭没有射中靶心。
That when you shoot an arrow, you have missed the target.
那个靶心的话呢，就是神自己作为那个标准。
That target is God Himself being the standard.
他的生命，他的性情作为那个标准。
His life and his characteristic is the standard, is the bullseye or the target.
当你的行为没有达到那个标准的时候，那么就是犯罪。
When your actions have not hit the target, then that is called sin.
我们知道神是公义的。
We know that God is righteous.
当我们做了不公义的事情的时候，那就犯罪了。
When you have done anything that is unrighteous, you have committed sin.
不管你有什么理由。
No matter what your excuse is.
你说，哎，我没办法呀。
You said, well, perhaps, well, I had no other choice.
在这个环境里面啊。
I was under such circumstances.
在这个政府底下呀。
I was under this government.
我必须这么做呀。
I must do this.
我不这么做我就受损失了。
Because if I don't do it, I'm going to suffer loss.
但是在神那一面这个标准是很绝对的。
However, in God's eyes, this standard is absolute.
不公义就是犯罪。
If you are unrighteous, that is sin.
然后另外一方面呢叫言语。
Secondly, our words.
如果你说了不该说的事情。
If you said things that you should not say.
你说了得罪人的话。
You have said words that offended others.
没有原因没有借口的。
You have no other excuse then.
你在实践里面提到说，如果你撒谎做假见证陷害人了
，In this world, if you have given false testimony and you bore false witness,
那就叫罪。
That is called sin.
那有一些人的话，可能这个修养比较好，他行为上面没犯罪。
Perhaps some people, perhaps their deeds or actions are pretty good. They are not sinful.
那言语上面也没犯罪。
Or maybe in their words, they haven't spoken any lies.
还有第三方面就思想上面。
But then the third aspect of our thoughts.
如果你想的不该想的，那就是犯罪。
If you have thought about things you ought not to have thought about, that is sin.
比如说你贪心啊、嫉妒啊、骄傲啊、恨人啊。
Have you been greedy? Have you been jealous? Have you hated anyone?
圣经里告诉我们说，如果你恨人，就等于杀人了。
The Bible tells us that if you have hatred in your heart, that means you have murdered.
如果你看见妇女动了淫念，你就是犯奸淫了。
If you have lusted after a woman, then you have committed adultery in your heart.
所以这是很高的标准。
This is a very high standard.
在心里面这个活动的话，我们人是不能控制的。
And so in our thought life, it is impossible to control.
那个仇敌很多时候会把那个不好的想法放到我们里面去。
The enemy often will put bad thoughts into our minds.
如果你是罪的奴仆的时候，
If you are a slave to sin,
你就跟着这个想法走了。
You will go according to your thoughts.
你就越想越多，越想越多。
The more you think,
那个仇敌跟你说，哦，你看某某人说了坏话给你。
The enemy might say to you, well, this person said these bad things about you.
你就越想越气，越想越气。
And the more you think about it, the more you get angry.
这就是犯罪了。
You commit sin.
我们刚才讲的只是一方面，就是你做了不该做的。
On one hand, we say that you have done things that you ought not to have done.
说了不该说的。
You said things that you ought not to have said.
想了不该想的。
You thought things that you should not have thought.
是犯罪。
That is sin.
其实还有另外一方面。
However, there's another aspect.
你该做的没有做。
You didn't do that which you should have done.
你该说的没有说。
You should have said something that you should say.
你该想的没有想。
There are things that you should have thought.
就是犯罪。
That is also sin.
比如说现在发生灾情。
Let's say that there is,
现在发生水灾。
Oh,
灾难。
there's a drought right now.
那你在那个位置你有责任去救灾。
That you are in a position where you can help.
或者你看见一个人有需要，你有能力来帮助他。
Or you see a person in need and you have the ability to help.
但是你没有这么做。
But you do not go and do it.
在神的眼中就是犯罪了。
In God's eyes, it is also sin.
那讲到说的时候，当你看见，比如说，哎，有一个人，一对夫妻吵架。
Let's say in our speech, you see somebody they are fighting.
然后呢，你可以去劝他的。
You can go and persuade them.
你有时间去劝他的。
You have the time to go and help and persuade them.
你有机会劝他的。
You have the opportunity to go and say something.
你正好在那个场合，你正好碰到了。
And because you just happen to be right there.
如果你硬着心，你当然没看见。
But you turn around and you pretend you didn't even see it.
那就是犯罪了。
That is also sin.
那思想的话呢，神叫我们要思念天上的事情。
In our thoughts, God tells us that we need to think, set our minds on the things above.
要思念那圣洁的。
You need to think about that which is holy.
那公义的。
That which is right.
那有美名的。
That which is pure.
如果我们没有去想这些该想的，
If you have not thought about the things that you ought to,
那就是犯罪。
It is also sin.
所以这个标准实在是非常高。
So the standard is very high.
那在这个标准底下，每一个人都是罪人。
And so beneath the standard, everyone is a sinner.
那罪会带来什么结果呢？
So what are the results of sin?
我们看这里罗马书六章二十三节这里说罪的工价就是死。
In Romans 6:23, it tells us the wages of sin is death.
罪的结果就是把死带进来。
The end result of sin is death.
这个宇宙这个世界为什么有死就是因为罪进来了。
Why is there death in this world and in this universe? It is because sin is here.
我们刚才看的是一个人来讲你犯罪你就把死带进来带到你的生命里面来了。
Now, when we talk about us individually, because you have sinned, you have brought death in,
然后这一段经文我们看见说不光是你一个人死了整个人类都死了。
But here in this Bible verse, it tells us it's not just you individually that you have died, but the entire world, the universe, there is death and sin.
罪是从一人入了世界。
Because through one man, sin entered into the world.
把死带进来了。
And brought death in.
但是死临到了众人。
And so now death has spread to all men.
临到了所有的人。
Has come to all men.
所以所有的人都在罪的权势底下。
Therefore, all men are beneath the dominion of sin.
这是为什么我开始听到这个每个人的人生的终局都是死亡。
That is why in the beginning I said everyone's destination is death.
因为我们每一个人生下来就有罪性。
Because all of us who are born, we have the nature of sin.
因为我们里面有罪性，我们就必然会犯罪。
Because we have the nature of sin, therefore we sin.
因为我们必然犯罪，我们就必然死亡。
And so because we sin, we will end up dead.
那这段经文让我们看见说，不光是全人类会死。这个罪也败坏了万有。
And so here, not only is the end result of sin death, but it tells us there is corruption to the entire mankind.
所有的受造之物都在这个败坏的辖制里面。
The entire creation is enslaved to sin.
这就为什么当新天新地来的时候，神要更新整个万有。
That is why when the new heavens and the new earth come, everything will be made new.
神要除去那个旧的。创造那个新的。
God will take away all that is old and he will bring in that which is new.
然后在这个新天新地里面只有那个没有罪的人或者是罪被对付的人或者说接受基督做救主的人才可以进去。
And then once the new heavens and the new earth come, once those have been cleansed away from their, all their sin, those that are now made righteous and have no sin can enter in.
所以我们再回到那个刚才的问题说真理怎么叫我们得以自由。
Now let's go back to see how the truth will set us free.
所以我们刚才提到那真理，我们提到说神永远的旨意。
We talked about that truth, that which is God's eternal purpose.
我们现在看见说这个神永远的旨意其实有两方面。
And now we want to talk about how in God's eternal purpose there are two aspects.
在神那一面看的话呢，就是神永远的旨意。
On God's hand, He sees that it is His eternal purpose.
就万有在基督里面同归于一。
That all creation will be summed up in Christ.
在我们这面看的话呢。就是耶稣基督的救恩。
But from us, our own perspective, it is the salvation that the Lord Jesus has accomplished.
因为神的旨意要借着教会来完成。
Because God's will be accomplished through the church.
教会就是我们这帮蒙恩得救的人在一起。
And the church is made up of all of us who believe.
我们蒙恩得救的人成为基督的身体，我们最后与基督联合。然后成就神的旨意。
And so for all of us who now believe, now we become His body, and now as His body, we are able to accomplish His will.
那我们怎么样能够得救呢？
So how can we be saved?
这个就我们应该说怎么样能够使罪得赦免呢？
Or how can we now be saved from sin and death?
那约翰一书一章九节里说，我们只要认罪就可以了。
In 1 John 1:9, it tells us we just need to confess our sins.
只要我们认罪，神就赦免我们的罪了。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive us.
洗净我们一切的不义了。
He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
但是我们知道说，约翰一书是约翰写的。
Now we know that 1 John was written by the Apostle John.
约翰是写给信主的弟兄姊妹们的。
And he was writing this to those who believe.
所以对信主的弟兄姊妹来说，你认罪，你的罪得赦免了。
And so to those who believe, if you confess your sins, God will forgive us.
那你首先要来信主。
So first you need to believe.
我们看罗马书十章九节到十节这里说。
In Romans 10:9-10 it tells us.
信主是很简单的一件事情。
To believe in the Lord is a very simple thing.
简单到几乎不能再简单了。
It cannot be even simpler than this.
神不需要你付任何的代价。
God does not, demand a price from you.
不像在旧约里面你还要带着牛羊来献祭。
Like in the Old Testament, you had to bring a calf or a lamb so that you can make a sacrifice.
如果你没有钱买不起牛羊你带个鸽子来。
If you do not have money to buy that creature, then perhaps you can buy a pigeon.
你总要带点什么东西来的。
You have to bring something.
但是在新约里面，所有的条件都没有。
But now in the New Testament, there's no more requirement.
就是外面的条件没有。
No more outward requirement.
物质的条件没有。
There's no more physical requirement.
使你有可能做不到的条件都没有。
There's no other thing that you cannot accomplish.
只有一个条件是里面的。
The only thing is that you are willing.
是你一定能做到的。
It's something that you can do.
就是你心里相信。
That is you believe in your heart.
就是你口里承认。
You confess with your mouth.
你口里承认耶稣是主。
With your mouth you confess that Jesus is Lord.
心里相信神叫他从死里复活。
That you believe in your heart that he has made our Lord Jesus raised from the dead.
你就得救了。
You will be saved.
是不是很简单？
Isn't that easy?
然后呢，我们现在再来看第三个大生命。
Now let's take a look at the third aspect of the life.
那生命就是神的生命。
The life means the life of God.
神的生命和我们的生命是不一样的。
God's life is different from our lives.
第一个不一样，神的生命是自由拥有的。
Now his life is entirely separate and by itself.
自由拥有就 I am who I am.
And it means I am who I am.
他就说他是非受造的。
That means he's not a created one.
他是不会朽坏的。
He is incorruptible.
是不会死的。
He will not die.
这对我来说是不是好消息？
So that to us is good news.
这里我们看说神的生命是圣洁的。
And it also tells us that his life is holy.
因为他是圣洁的，所以有罪的人是不能跟他在一起的。
Now because he is holy, those of us who are not holy cannot be with him.
就有罪的人跟我们圣洁的神之间有一个鸿沟的。
Those who have sinned between us and God, there is a great gap.
这条鸿沟是没有路可以过去的。
This gap is unreachable for us.
这是为什么耶稣要成为那条道路。
That is why our Lord Jesus needed to become the way.
因为我们因着罪的缘故与神分开了。
Because of sin, now we are separate from God.
然后我们也看见说神是公义的。
And so here we see the Lord is righteous.
因为他是公义的，所以他要审判罪。
Because he is righteous, therefore he must judge sin.
他不能说、哦、我不看这个罪我不算了。
He cannot say, oh, I'm not going to look at the sin and forget about it.
他一定要对付罪这个事情。
He must deal with this issue of sin.
罪要受审判。
Sin must be condemned.
罪人就要死。
And the sinner must die.
然后我们看到说神的性情里面还有另一方面就是爱。
Another aspect of who God is that he is love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
因着他爱我们的缘故。
And because of his love for us.
所以他才要把救恩赐给我们。
That is why he has now given us salvation.
本来是我们人犯罪，我们远离神，
now,
我们落在死亡里面，跟神没关系啊。
Now previously, because we have sinned, and now we are apart from God, and now we have nothing to do with God.
在神的圣洁公义里面，这一点问题都没有。
We have nothing to do with His holiness, His righteousness.
但在神的爱的里面，这就变成一个难题了。
But because of God's love, now we have a way out.
因为爱的神不愿意看见说他所爱的人落在死亡的结局里面。
Because this love, this God of love, he is not willing to allow the people that he loved to die in death, in sin.
所以他才要让他的儿子道成肉身。
That is why he allowed his own son to come in the flesh.
到地上来生活了33年半。
To come and live here on earth for 33 and a half years.
最后为我们的罪上了十字架。
And at the very end, he went up on the cross for our sins.
为我们的罪付出了死的。
And now he has paid the debt of our sins by dying.
因着他死，我们就不用死了。
Because he died, now we no longer have to die.
因为他的死在十字架上面满足神公义的要求。
Because his death on the cross now has fully satisfied the requirement of God.
他就是那个替罪的羔羊。
He is the substitute lamb.
他就是那个代赎的羔羊。
He is that substitute lamb.
我们所有的人罪都担在他的肩膀上。
All of our sin is now borne on his shoulders.
在十字架上当他被钉的时候那一刻被审判了。
On that moment, when he was nailed upon the cross, he was sentenced.
所以这里说叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
Therefore, it tells us here that all who believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
因为神的生命是不会死的。
Because his life cannot die.
所以他进到死亡里面三天三夜他又复活了。
He entered into death for 3 days and 3 nights and he resurrected.
并且他把这个复活的生命赐给每一个相信他的人。
And now he has given this resurrected life to everyone who believes.
我们今天讲到耶稣是那个道路。
Today we spoke about how Jesus is the way.
他带领我们来进到那个真理里面的道路。
He brought us to enter into this truth of the way.
那个真理叫我们得自由。
And now this truth gives us freedom.
是脱离罪的捆绑。
So that we can be set free from the slave in the bondage of sin.
不再做罪的奴仆。
To no longer be a slave to sin.
那条路带领我们回家。
This way brings us home.
那条路带领我们到父的那里去。
And this way brings us to the Father.
那条路带领我们得永生。
And this way brings us to eternal life.
福音朋友们。
Dear gospel friends.
今天你听见这个好消息。
Today as you hear this good news.
你愿意不愿意接受耶稣做你的救主？
Are you willing to receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior?
你愿意不愿意说走这条路上面去？
Are you willing to walk upon this way?
因为耶稣亲自成为那条路。
Because our Lord Jesus, He Himself has become the way.
他裂开的身体成为那条道路。
His broken body has become the way.
为了你可以得到一个回家的路。
So that you may have a way home.
刚才我们说，在罪人和神之间有一个鸿沟。
We have just said that there is this huge gap between sinners and God.
耶稣就成为那个桥梁。
And our Lord Jesus now has become that bridge.
我们就可以从他的身体裂开的身体走过去。
And through His broken body, now we can cross.
我们的主耶稣并不只是说我给你指一条路让你走。
The Lord Jesus didn't say, I've just given you this one way.
我们的主耶稣乃是说我就是那条路。
He himself tells us that I am the very way.
你到我里面来。
Come into me.
我每天与你同在。
Every day I will be with you.
我拉着你的手。
I will hold your hand.
我与你同行。
I will walk with you.
你绝对不会迷路。
You will never get lost.
我保证你一定到父的家里去。
I guarantee that you will get to the Father's house.
好，我们低头。
Let us bow our heads. Let's pray.
我们祷告之前，我们还是给福音朋友们有个机会。
And before we pray, I want to give gospel friends another opportunity.
你愿意不愿意走这条路？
Are you willing to walk on this way?
如果你愿意的话呢，你可以举一下手。
If you are willing, please raise your hand.
这是举给我们的神看的。
You don't have to raise for me to see, but it is for God to see.
我们神看见就算数。
When God sees, it counts.
他就把你带在那个路上。
He will put you on this way.
他负你一生的责任。
He will bear all your responsibility for your whole life.
从今以后，他就是你的救主。
From today on, he will be your savior.
从今以后，他就负你一生的责任。
From today on, he will bear the full responsibility of your life.
他再也不离开你。
He will never leave you.
他要把你抱抱怀揣到那个平安喜乐里面。
He will embrace you and bring you into that peace and joy.
有没有哪位福音朋友？愿意接受耶稣做救主的，举一下手。
Are there any gospel friends here who are willing? Please raise your hand.
这是一条喜乐平安的路。感谢主。
This is a way of peace.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
可以放下。
You may put your hand down.
走上这条路，你今天就可以享受那个平安。
Once you are on this way, today you can experience of this peace.
你今天里面就有喜乐和满足。
Today you will have peace and joy and satisfaction.
这是每一个信主的弟兄姊妹都可以做见证的。
This is something that every one of us who believe can testify of.
这是你今天就可以经历的。
Something you can experience today.
还有没有哪一位福音朋友愿意接受我们的耶稣做救主？
Anyone else, any other gospel friend who wants to receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
好，举过，举过就可以，不用再举了。你们是有福的。
You are blessed.
主耶稣说，你们的耳朵是有福的。
The Lord says that your ears are blessed.
因为你听见福音，你就相信了，你是有福的。
Because you have heard the gospel and you believe, you are blessed.
神的祝福要从天上倾倒下来。
And God's blessing will be poured out from heaven for you.
让你的一生成为祝福满意的一生。
So that your life will be full of satisfaction and blessing.
让你的生命成为丰盛的生命。
That your life will be an abundant life.
那你成为他手中的祝福。
And you will be a blessing in his hand.
能够祝福你身边的人。
And bless the people around you.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank and praise you.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for your presence with us.
谢谢你对我们的心来说话。
Thank you for speaking to our hearts.
谢谢你得到这两位姊妹。
Thank you for gaining our two new sisters.
从今以后，他们是你的儿女。
From today on, they are your children.
从今以后，他们走上一条平安喜乐的道路。
From today on, they are now walking on this way of peace and joy.
从今以后，他们这条得生命的路上。
From today on, they are now on this way of life.
你与他们同行。
You will walk with them.
你带着他们到了终点。
You will bring them to the very end.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
我们谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. 好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.